Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bogeko Podcast. I'm Magive, and in the house I have Naz and I have Sheyaulo.
Hi, so guys.
Chilling, babe. Just chilling.
What's happening, bro?
Magive, how are you?
I do.
I can see you. I'm spotting your very nice, shiny blue number 3 Hyundai Chelsea jersey.
Hyundai is on the, you're looking sharp.
It
was 3-2.
3-2.
And 3-1. And then there's 3 on our jersey. Like the 3 course is about to leave us.
Why if you don't do that? I know, Greg. You collected 3 last week. You did not talk about 3 that time.
That's what I said now. 3-1,
3-2.
And then we played 6 weekend. I hope you've not forgotten.
Funny guy.
So 6 divided by 2.
No. Me add 4-1 when you collect.
That's 9 goals in the last 2 games.
Minus 3 difference. But yes, moving on. Quickly, how did you respond to that third goal? Like you said, he shouted.
We scored the third goal twice, actually.
Okay, so both times you screamed, so, you screamed your voice out or what?
I didn't scream, like normal guy stuff.
That lie. Guy, you scatter everywhere.
Really?
You scatter everywhere. Which one is that?
If you run that kind of comeback,
bro, you scatter everywhere. Forget.
The funny thing was, my brother was knocking on the door then. So I was on the staircase. So I jumped down. Bam, bam.
Now, wow, because of 3-0.
And then I opened the door and I was like, yes, 3 goals.
Come on, me, I just did the lament for inside traffic. Oh, I mean,
it was good. Yes,
I was actually angry seeing that Madrid gave you guys advantage.
The annoying thing is that nobody was saying anything when we're leading 3-0. And then all of a sudden, they scored one. And then I saw Fabrizio Romani and then he said the assist is world class. But I'm like, dude,
you didn't see 3-0.
You didn't talk since. I'm like, what?
So if you see an agenda,
it was not just that. Then they now scored the second goal, and then all of a sudden everybody shouting Benzema. Benzema didn't take one shot.
Benzema was on lockdown. Madrid did not fire one shot on target. But you understand that
nobody said anything.
This situation can be linked
to this. I'm going. Then the most annoying about it all was the fact that after the game, people are now saying never give up. I'm like,
oh, that narrative. I saw your tweet. And you're like, oh, what's happening?
Who is never giving up?
Like, who should not have given up? Because you guys are the ones that came back from back. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, then they are saying Modric never give up. I'm like, okay. All right.
Oh, well, that's it got to you.
Never give up. It got to you. And then nobody's talking about the actual people that actually played well. The most annoying thing is that I was expecting the press, believe me, if Timo Werner missed the sitter yesterday,
Timo Werner makes Chelsea lose,
you see there. Then Timo Werner scored a goal, did an assist, he run them rag. Like you could see Alaba on the floor several times, Timo Werner. Nobody's saying anything about what Timo Werner did yesterday. Nobody's saying it. The only person, okay, Rudiger, Fabrizio Romano, brother Rudiger. But apart from that, it's as if we didn't score 3
so,
goals yesterday.
So that I'm thinking of what you just said, and I'm thinking of how we're linking it to today's episode. Yeah,
exactly.
How you should always, fans should support their teams at all times. And maybe that was what Fabrizio was doing.
So he was supporting.
Yeah, he was supporting Madrid. So I mean, when he had until he had something about Madrid, that's before he now said, you know what, I never give up.
You know the funny thing about yesterday was that in as much as we're leading 3-0, I was not on any social media.
I think you're influencing Maeve because you're loud, to be very fair, and now you're getting We need there's another person in the studio who actually need to turn his volume down. But that
I'm
one,
still loud. I'm still a proud Chelsea fan.
I don't know how we're going to do that one. Yes.
I'm not
pointing fingers.
You'll soon hear the echo very soon. The echo is coming. Watch out for it.
I knew Chelsea was going to win in Bernabeu. Yes, I was confident. I wasn't sure if we were going to qualify. But I knew definitely they won't beat us twice. I know something about Tuchel and our boys. You always get a reaction. You cannot beat us twice. Nah, it's not.
Oh, come on. Wait,
but Man City beat Man away this season now.
Home and away?
Yes, now. Check him.
Yes. That goal.
Come.
It's UCL. Beat us twice. Back to back now. Do you know how long it takes before he play the first and the second match? I mean, beat us back to back. Beat us this week. Beat us next week.
There were even games in between. There were certain times that you had to use collect 6 goals. He scored most of your goals in that match.
Still close. What I mean is you can't beat us back to back. Like UCL like that.
No. Hold on. I'm just dropping facts. I'm just dropping facts here because. I mean, imagine if Chelsea beat Southampton like 5-0 and you just had just one of that. That 6 goal, you just added it yesterday.
That
okay, 2 goals out of it.
Don't let me enter you.
No. Anyway, you could have like you see. Hold on. You had buckets.
You had a Titanic.
Chill now. Relax
there are so
now.
Many windows. You guys, I can enter you from.
On this account and note, please, MIV, what are we talking about today? Because
all right, so today we are
straight on goal, Simon.
AFCON 2022.
My name is Elozinam.
The boy Shia Wolo.
We are live at the Ball Gecko Park.
Come on, it is electric.
Like what is it going to?
Bro, we enter my yes! Today we are talking about fans supporting their clubs through thick and thin.
Okay.
Should you always be a fan? Because
that's why I went Chelsea today even after you.
I'm
lost.
Always
okay.
A
no,
fan.
No, you won yesterday like actually.
Lost,
I mean,
lost,
no,
man.
Yeah. Please, already, don't forget. Just see hold that man. You questions. Is he going to come back? That's why I reminded you to you know. Well, I reminded you our topic that we're supposed to converse about.
Just start with Arsenal. Oh no, let's start with Liverpool. Liverpool went 30 years without the Premier League.
They had diehard fans. Yes, I know so the number
is it
of
in Nigeria?
Fans.
How diehard?
Yes, Nigeria. Yes.
But hold up.
There were a number of guys I knew that were still
always, never
there was this girl
goal,
that I schooled with in Udigbe, Chidima. She was a Liverpool fan. Like
they had trophies, not Premier League, but they had Champions League and they had like other cups.
A lot of people stood
there
fast.
They were zero.
So no, that 30 years you just said that is Premier League. Not yes, they're not trophyless. Ultra.
But there was a time they went they stretched without any trophy.
Yes, but still. Well, yes, actually.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Liverpool fans are some standard. They never stand.
I
swear.
I was reading about Steven Gerrard, and then he was talking about how when he was a child, everybody wanted him to go to Man U because Man U wanted to come for him. But he had an uncle that died at the Stampede.
The Hillsborough,
So he said because of that, and then a couple of people that he has this connection to Liverpool, and then I feel that is what
that's why he stayed at Liverpool. Tries
they have this.
Okay, no, he's actually still left.
They have this bond. That's Liverpool. Yeah. This they are never work alone. This no matter what happens.
I just see Gerrard in Yans to be fair, but if they are making it work, congratulations. But I still think it's just Yans.
No.
Always,
it's not just Yans.
Barcelona is more than a club. Did they act like more than a club this year?
You have to have your downtime sometimes.
Yeah, so that's why it's all just talk to you, you know. So you never work alone.
Liverpool have seen several.
I know it's still.
There was a time they were selling all their stars. They were still never work alone, regardless.
What's the meaning of you never work alone? How does that?
They're always together now.
There's always a Liverpool fan with you.
I have Man U fans here with me. You have Chelsea fans here with you.
I know several Man U fans that have worked. You are alone, bro.
Oh no, I'm a very Manchester United. I have sold so many application forms to Arsenal fans that they bought, Chelsea fans that they bought. So we are clear.
Thank you very much.
I was only able to convert one Liverpool fan.
Thank you very much.
Hello, bro.
With evidence.
United fan, I know.
What?
That is not a Madrid fan.
Where is the D?
Where is he? There's a Man U fan here. I know that he has already given up before anything. How far are Man U this season?
Relax. My colleague already gave up for Man U since beginning of the season. So, he's still a United fan, but he's not just paying attention to this. Yes, he's not paying attention to this.
That's
season, like,
fan. What does it mean?
It's the same thing.
Marriage is for better.
He did not go anywhere now. He's still a fan, but he's just taking
not following.
He's not allowing the downturn in form get to him.
He's not saying anything about Man U.
Yes, it's the same thing with me now. What am I saying about Man U? Yes, because you have also shade me now.
So, who is a fan?
I'm still a fan now. It's not something for being a fan.
No, I know I like to borrow myself sense, right? We are not doing so good.
We can't get better. I can't see that we're not good. So why am I going to make noise?
So I'm married to my wife now, and then we are going through some things. I leave the house. We are in the house.
You go and do shit outside. You see, these are the men that shit.
That's what you guys are doing.
You see, no,
I don't support anybody else now.
Who else am I?
Like, I don't understand that. I don't. Am I supporting anybody
else? What's the role of a fan?
Am I supporting anybody? Answer my question. No, because you just said I used to shino. So how?
I never shino before, Shao.
Let's not come here and be telling false information.
I'm Man U fan. For what are you saying? I don't see anything I should be Arsenaling or chasing.
What's written on that? On your cap.
It's a cap.
What's written on it? Please zoom it. It's
what's there? What's there in knack? Okay.
Because my man, you did not. They're not the appropriate.
Bro, see, come on for here. See, my heavy, for real. I'm still Man U fan, and I'm not supporting anybody else.
I love active. Football.
Yes, it's the same. Like, I'm not.
You're offline.
But no, I'm not offline. I'm actually online. Hmm? I'm online, but I've reduced my volume to when. Yes, I'm talking to the people I can be talking to.
You are
when I can start talking to people, I should you be talking are to people. Then you hear my voice.
Fans. You are fair weather fans.
Now you should be. Like now you should be. Regardless. But hold on. But did that stop me from being a fan?
Who?
Me now. This me.
Yes, that means you're not a fan.
Now wow.
We don't understand because I choose not to be. The barrel that is rolling down the corridor.
What's
the
when sounding do you know when abuse. They say
is a problem?
When they say somebody is family, no matter what happens, you are there.
Now, no, I'm going to remind you to borrow sense. No matter you talk,
yes, I mean,
do you see Rio Ferdinand keeping quiet? Do you see Paul Scholes keeping quiet? Why do you?
These are already public figures. Now, what do you want me to say? Wait, what else am I going to say?
A true fan cannot be paid.
It's not about
money. It's more than money.
So I'm not going to pay my land
bill. Blue, leave this man.
Bro,
leave this man.
I'm in the overseer, Abi. Look,
I'm
not trying to shade you guys, but I've been a Chelsea fan since 2004.
Congrats.
When
you know something,
that's a year after Roman. And then, not only that, since Roman has been in power, I think the longest Chelsea has gone without the trophy is maybe 1 year. It has never happened.
So not 2 years. We've never gone 2 years.
We've never gone 2 years.
I'll check it. Don't worry. We'll talk about it after.
I've checked it.
We've never gone 2 years. Maivi, you said since 2004. Please, when we're talking fan, keep quiet.
Okay, sir.
Is it the end?
I've been a fan since I was 8 years old. Okay. And I'm in the third chapter of my life. So you don't have the rights. You don't have the rights.
I'm not counting fan from when I did not have sense.
When you don't have sense. Eight years old.
Did you know anything about football?
Right now, why do you think I want to remember what I
knew a lot about football.
I should be doing hello bros. Do you know what? Have you seen like me?
Obviously not.
I'm counting when I have sense.
Hello bros, come to reality. Do you know what like me is?
I've been watching match, but not active fan. Liverpool. I've been watching Nigeria. Yes,
there was no time.
I've been playing ball since, but active fan.
Been having jerseys since Carlsberg.
Exactly. So that's been too extreme when you're describing fan. The only thing that I'd have agreed here is if you said, "Oh, you're a fan. Oh, you're a supporter." A supporter is, you know, you just the I'm still a fan. I still got to the identity of Manchester United. I don't. You not tell me that. Oh, Man U fan. And I say, like, I have people in my area that say, "Oh, Man U fan," and I turn back and like they're healing me. And I'm not good. Yes. So exactly, I don't have to wear the jersey. I don't have to wear jersey 24 hours. I don't have to like paint on
long
my face.
Before I even...
Exactly. So see.
The Chelsea topic, we are in the center.
But if somebody will tell you tomorrow that I'm going to change club, I know did it again. We'll say I be Arsenal fan before, but now I'm PSG.
They say there are levels to supporter. A supporter will also tell you our season has ended. So
this guy now smelling guy. Hold on. Do you know why he's a smelling guy now? Because why would the fans be saying? It's supposed to have changed your club.
Because a fan,
exactly now.
A fan will tell that you see me. Don't worry, now miss you there. I'm smelling, no, but I'm not smelling.
Team fans.
But I mean, the team is smelling. But in that whole, yes, we are still here with you. Don't worry.
Right.
I didn't go anywhere.
The team
I didn't go
is
anywhere.
Smelling,
now.
You are not smelling. A true fan never separates themselves from the club.
See this man. Me, I know I'm a smelling person. I mean, my smelling good. What's my business?
You see that you support.
When they are ready to play ball, I'm here to shout. But when they're not play ball, you're not going to see my.
That's
business.
All we are talking about.
So, should I be shouting when I'm not playing ball? Hold on, my.
Whether you are playing ball or you are not playing.
Should I be shouting when I'm not playing ball?
Yes, I still shout. See,
you have been saying something about applying sense.
Just if
like, why are you making noise when you're not playing ball? Don't you know ball? Don't
because
know
you make
ball?
Noise about the rubbish that they are playing and you keep making noise.
Okay, so hold on. So the noise I've been making is about rubbish they are playing. You have not been hearing since.
Is that not why we are not?
I don't understand that. We have been making noise about them playing rubbish.
So wait, like,
I'm not coming to complain about Barca.
You're separating yourself.
I don't complain about Chelsea. I don't complain about Arsenal. I complain about Man U every single time.
But you're separating yourself.
Not separating. No. Hold on. I'm not aligning it way down on me. I'm not like it gets to me. Before it just gets me. Like, obviously, when it starts.
You're no longer an emotional fan.
No, I'm still emotional. When there's need for positive and good emotions, yes.
But when
so if downside, it's not bad and negative, I don't want to.
Exactly,
to that.
You're a fair weather fan.
Who be this?
Who be this guy?
That's it.
Maybe he's just been an actual Chelsea.
Or
that's just
actually affecting you, but you are not willing to accept it. So that means deep down, when we leave, you grab a pillow and then you cry.
Maybe.
And then you are here now. You're coming back.
Maybe understand one thing. I'm a betting man. Okay. Right. Man, you don't cut plenty of my teeth. But I'm still a man.
Oh my god!
Because you are trying to show us that we are not our own fans.
Yeah, I don't get. I don't get.
See, he gets on kind of ticket, life changing ticket. If I say.
I know people that will never support us.
Ticket,
that
bro.
Hate Arsenal because of cutting tickets.
Thank you very much.
So you get the vibe.
Now you have cut at least 4 prominent tickets. Tickets that would have taken me to a different stratosphere of this world. I'm still in Manchester United.
It doesn't change. Yes, now. So
you
I
get
mean,
me. Yes, then they do rubbish. I know where the email. Me say I they send email. Go the.
I have an advice.
Say you people are doing bullshit. See, there's a particular email. I sent a copy of my ticket.
Now what?
Yes, I put the breakdown. Of how much it would have been in pounds. Yes, I put it there. That look how much you people cost me.
Abi now, yes.
Because all the other games came. Was
only
you.
Only you.
So, right. Bros, I am a fan. Because I'm not outside shouting.
So, no, hold on. In this context now, what do you want to chat about, my V? As a Man U fan, put yourself in my shoes. Because the other day, you were defending Maguire for opening leg at Etihad. Yeah. That a defender should have not done anything wrong. If your defender does that kind of thing, would you be happy?
Christensen did.
Away from that, what do you want me to shout about as a United fan?
Wait, before I analyze that, I have an advice for people that are betting people and then their fans. If there's any crucial game and then your team is about to play, like Chelsea Madrid, if I was a betting guy, I would bet that Madrid will win.
Why? Why are you betting against your team?
Now. That's
you just said you're a sellout.
No, forget it.
You are
assuming Chelsea won that game.
These are people that bet against Nigeria in our last match. They are the ones that were praying. These are the days.
If not, I would have done that. If Chelsea now loses that game, I will carry my money and be happy about that. If Chelsea loses, there's no amount of money that I can lose. The joy of Chelsea will keep me leveled.
You know, I'm sorry.
I won that ticket.
Bro, and my team win again. What?
You know what I'm going to
I'll be happy
I'll buy Chelsea for everybody in the betting house. Because you want Chelsea on everybody for me. Are you kidding me?
So, to your question.
Yes, my question. What do you want me to shout about as a United fan? Please, enlighten us.
I want you. Well, I don't know.
So keep quiet.
Because there's nothing to shout about.
Yes, keep fucking quiet then.
Ask me that if it's
keep quiet. Don't say anything.
Losing, what will I shout about?
No, okay. Well, yes, what will we shout about? Yes. You are having the same season we're having now.
We've never had that.
You've had it.
My even now.
I'm 7 to your 10th when they sacked your manager.
And what happened at the end of
you
the season?
You finished
8th. When?
You finished it when they sacked your manager. You're 10th. I think you had Mourinho's third season. You were 10th and then he sacked but he finished 8th. He didn't qualify for Champions. He didn't qualify for anything that year.
And then the next season we won the Premier
League. Good! Good! Let me get there now. I'm still 7th. I said you've never been there when you first
have gone 5 years without a fucking trophy.
I'm like, talking about this season.
This has never happened to me in this season.
Did I not finish ahead of you last season? Chill. Did I not finish ahead of you last season?
So what trophy?
For now. Listen, I had promised entry this season.
What trophy?
Listen to me. I'm not listening.
The low you are, I've never been at that low as a fan now.
I said this season, my baby. I didn't say 5 years. This year.
What you want to separate one season?
That is the reason why these are called.
Yes, we're not talking. Yes, we're not talking. Yes, now.
The minute you spend the fifth year without a trophy,
why are you talking? Why are you talking?
I'll easily sell you application form. The same way I sold my brother. I sold my brother application form. After that, after that time, they just went down.
Yes, now.
It was so easy to sell for. You know, I just said, "Bro, me, how far now? This jersey no fine again, no. Man, you hear bad? Is it? Come on." My high blood pressure not there. I say I know. But by the next week, I see my guy they wear my new jersey.
Bro, you see, but no, I don't know.
Two bad seasons.
Leave my Ivy.
You go to Bolton Wanderers.
But maybe they say it happens to everybody. But Chelsea, well, now
you go to Bolton Wanderers.
This thing about buses. In this last 5 years, so it's not. I will not put everything as a bad season.
There's
no. No, yes, no trophy. No trophy. But last season, too.
Second now.
Yes.
And then it was showing promise.
Yes, and so with that,
Di Matteo won the Champions League for Chelsea, but he still got fired because we knew that this guy cannot take us to the next level.
He already jumped from Champions League now.
If it was
he jumped from Champions League that year.
The fact that Ole did well, once you are temporary, you are it's stamped. Maybe that's the beauty of Marina, Sha. And that maybe that foresight is what we have that you guys don't have. That's why it has gotten to this level that you guys are. And then it's like the fans are not having it, and then you guys. It's sad.
But if you boo,
I can never be in this place too.
You don't use idea to insult us, Abi.
Maybe I still don't answer the question. What would you shout about if you're a fan that your team's going through this kind of thing? What would you shout about? Because you still want me to be shouting. So tell me what you shout about. Okay, so hold on. On that note. You have no reason and you have no right to call me nothing.
Chelsea FC, just so you
yes, that's very fair, yeah.
You have one snitch of a fan that will tell you
before. You cannot say I'm not a fan again because I have decided to, you know, keep my peace and let them do what they want to do.
So I will still brag. That's the beauty about
brag about what, my EV?
We will still find some. Is it not Chelsea? We have something to brag about.
You see, he's just making us realize,
to be fair,
the extent of their doggerism.
You guys, exactly, I don't get how you guys are so much in shambles that there's nothing positive.
All I can hear from Maive is just trying to throw jabs.
Not positive.
Maive, talk about the topic. Talk about the topic. Yes, because bro, you don't fight me since. Talk about the topic. You don't tell me. You said Arsenal fan before now.
We're talking about Liverpool now.
We are talking about Arsenal fan. Talk about Barca. Talk about Madrid.
Arsenal fans.
Talk about everything now.
You guys are the new Arsenal. Now,
it's not like the new one. My baby just defined with charge. Don't fire you. He just defined with
fire you.
It's so bad that when we play you guys now, if we win you guys, there's nothing to brag about.
Why would I brag if I beat you?
But if you guys beat us,
why would I brag?
You guys can decide to hold rag me.
He said that if Chelsea beats us now,
that's not
make mouth.
They will make mouth.
We can't make mouth.
If I say they don't make mouth, see, it's just
for me. Even after they lost last night,
they still made mouth.
If we beat you like 5-0,
they still have the answer. Do you know we scored 4 goals? I've been saying, do you know before? I mean, I got my goal now. We scored the third goal twice. Oh, they scored 3 games 2 times.
Yes,
and you know, see where they go. They package the loss. I'm on we bad now. We score go 1 goal twice.
Bro, shall I to be fair?
I didn't tell you.
Nah, just shall I
see? Don't worry, Chelsea. You are doing okay.
Yeah, to be very fair, okay.
To be fair, yes.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah, yes,
from
fantastic.
From our fans' point of view, so that because we are not snitches like you. Just be sorry, so that we are not. This is not the kind of fans we are. About. We will give you kudos when kudos is due.
To be very fair, yes.
You guys, you. Even on a good harvest day, see, you must shade us.
The head he has for mine is chess. I don't understand. I never see before.
Done anything.
Like GP players say one man you guy collecting babe that you
fair to be fair. That's a very
my own man you guy.
My vision out here.
And the guy with the way man you just
as he has to collect.
I didn't tell you.
What have you guys done?
Maybe we answer our question. We answer our question.
What did you guys?
Which man you fan? Don't tiff your
babe.
Collect your babe. What did you guys? In the past, it was when the man just when you did.
You better man. There's like a PTSD behind the logo. Like you're traumatized. You know,
because I swear, guy, the hate you have for mine, you know,
you guys, there was a time you guys beat us 4-0. I think that's the peak of the last.
Oh, so that was be really traumatizing for you to hold this for so much.
Why that match was very painful was because we played better than you guys, but you guys found a way to score 4 goals.
Have you noticed? See, this is the thing.
But apart from that,
okay, so I'm not gonna lie, there are actually some fans and there are some fans, right? There's some fans that they know how to support to the very end, and there's some fans that just don't know when to just keep quiet. Maive is the latter.
Yes.
Because he's doing a good job at supporting Chelsea, even if he has shot himself in the foot. He bet against his team.
Yeah, guys.
Which he goes against every
guy. He goes 100. You know,
to me, it protects my emotion.
How does that protect your emotion, my guy?
I know about guys in London that they will bet their babes on a game. Like, you can have my girl if you win the bloody match, mate.
See where that's you guys
a
are.
Fan.
Where United are now.
See, I'm sorry. I can't relate to that. I can't relate to that.
No, me. I bet money.
What will happen?
Money, but
I don't put some kind.
Mr. Shay.
Yes, yes. Shay. What will happen?
What will happen to the babe?
If they actually lose the game.
Oh, no, ni.
Ah. How?
The babe. The babe. Cannot see.
And if she will not say that, use at 10:10. I'm going to share with you. Supposing of what?
You have done it before.
I've done what?
You have done it.
I have done what?
You have
collected somebody's girl from
bet,
match.
You have won somebody's girl before.
No, I won a number.
Boss.
Phone number. Nee.
Boss.
Oh, no, no, hey. You did. Hey. I'm fine with you. Now, it's cash trip.
Bad. Now, wow. Now, wow.
Number is equal to babe. Once they get the number.
No, it's not if number is equal to babe. Guy, I know say the guy collect the babe number. But, and the babe makes sense.
But,
and when they watch match, money no day. Oh, my God, I have a love. Where's he go put? If I win,
number.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Oh, I'm very sorry. This story, they bust my head, I swear. From there.
Mudegba number. And hello. That is just that. That's the only part of the information you need to find out about.
Now, wow.
God knows all things. It sees all things.
This is Ball Gecko Park.
Huge for Liverpool. Heartbreaking for West Ham.
But yeah, Maivy, to be very fair, I mean, if you're a fan that
but
you
really,
don't... See, I, good times, bad times, yes, you should still be a fan, but I don't have to make fan. Noise.
Good times, bad times.
Yes, I don't have to make
even
noise to show
when,
I'm a fan.
Has man you ever made you cry?
Yes, now. Yes,
sir. I said, let's put my ticket now.
Yeah.
Are you crying because of man you're on the ticket?
All of the above now. Because of... Oh before my! This guy, before the match started, arrogance gone. Oh my game don't enter. I was this arrogant that day. Are you kidding me?
The single bro. Time that man you made me cry at Chelsea, rather.
Oh wow!
Guys, see you. Oh, I was hearing, I was like, what's happening here?
It was man you that made me cry.
Am I? You know
what I'm saying? UCL final, man you Chelsea.
That's cute.
Wait. So it was actually man you that made me cry.
I mean,
it was why, like,
my guy.
Maybe that's
where the hate is coming from. Maybe that's where the hate is coming from.
You bring tears from this man's eyes.
It was one. And I told you,
a grown man's eyes.
It was one tear.
A grown man's eyes.
See, on this fact, I must say, I'm a proud man.
To be very fair, only that is reason
alone.
I'm
in blue shirt.
I did all right.
It was not tears, right. Like it was a drop.
Guys, bro, anything you want to
talk.
Anything you want to talk
was that you guys played crap that game. You had just one chance and Cristiano Ronaldo scored, and then John Terry fell on the floor. So
he has amnesia because he's probably
welled up
on another game.
Yeah. Everything welled up, and
no, that's why I
was pissed. You'd be very fine, don't worry.
But I'm a fan, I'm blue all day, all night.
Maybe.
And we want to use
your. How do you want to come outside, laddie?
Well, you guys are the ones 5 years now.
Still you know me, I see my utility like
exactly.
That. I don't
change
get
it. So you are the whole topic about
so
me not
supporting.
I'm
supporting the team.
I can never bet against my team.
You know the funny thing.
I have never bet against my. See, if you send me ticket and I see my UD, I'll take it out. Even if I see before, even if it has the highest odds. Even if it has the highest odds, I will take it out.
Bro,
if
it was against, don't stress me.
There's no point making no call. Bro, the thing about this is that our game always have really good odds.
Do you know, I'm so much of a fan that because I support United, I stopped playing FPL again. I played FPL for just one season. Because when I found myself, Sterling should score or Sterling should play penalty, the girl should save it, then Sterling should score the rebound so that Sterling will give him points, the girl will give him points. What kind of calculation is that? Like, don't I want to win the match already?
Feels like cheating.
No, it's not cheating, but I mean, for your exactly. Like, I'm not kind of wishing bad for my own team, and I don't want to go into a game wanting us to even concede. So yeah, so.
But it helps because it brought it.
Because I'm a fan, I said no. FPL, I beg, I give me high blood pressure.
Shift.
Just go away from it. And okay, and the time they actually United made me cry. We actually won the game, but I knew we were going to Ja. So was this Champions League semi-final against AC Milan. 3-2, the one Akaka just used us to run up and down. Bro, as Rooney was scoring that third goal, it's 9 or 90 plus 3 or so. I knelt down and I started crying because I was like, I'm happy we won the match, but I knew I'm on second leg, 3-0. I said, bro, as he was scoring that 3-2, we won the match 3-2 now, so I was really happy, like, yes, we have won, but fuck it. I'm out. Almost second leg. I didn't cry. We collected this year, but I didn't cry. I was like, I've cried my cry last week.
Hello,
yes.
You knew what was coming.
Yes, I know. You pay me, because I already knew. So,
but at the end of the day, what about you, Shay? Your own tears experience.
He said not a ticket.
It's ticket. Only ticket.
This guy sent ticket. An email, bro.
I'm suspecting you.
Bro, I sent an email. This guy, for me to send an email with the ticket, I converted the amount on my ticket to pound sterling. I told them what it is I would have done with the money. How many managers have I bought? No. How many seats have I paid for?
Oh, so you showed them that.
Bro, yes. So you people, yes. I mean, you'd have reinvested it in their club. And then.
Every other game came. Every single EPL game came through. You people earned me money that day too. You people came on my ticket. Everybody came through. Now my team called. This guy, do you know how sad I was? I was pained. I use that to explain that. Can you? How would this sad? How would my rivals?
I can only imagine what you guys are going through. Maybe because I've not gone
this
through.
This man's imagine. But you're calling me a supporter some minutes ago.
I should not judge you.
Yeah. Keep quiet. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yes.
Maivi, at this point.
Come on.
Honorable, please, Mr. Maivi, please.
Sorry.
Off your mic.
Yes.
Turn off your mic for the rest of the episode.
But at the end of the day,
off your mic. Yeah. Honorable minister. Honorable support. Honorable supporter.
No. Maivi, hold on. I hope we have been able to convince you and not confuse you. That's why. Fans, even at bad times, horrible times, terrible times, we're still fans.
But you're just keeping it in.
Before Uncle, like I've been saying this since. What do y'all talk again? What do y'all do again?
Make us stand for it. Didn't put. Maybe you guys are true fans, but believe me.
Wow.
I know several Man U fans that have.
We have been able to convince him in this episode that, you know what, from half fans, from fair weather fans, from supporters, we are true fans.
And just two of you now. It does not mean that several listeners out there are.
Same way there are a number of other people that I will see
exactly now.
Back to Man U, yeah.
I ain't got a problem, man.
Make a give one for girls. Not the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
She tell them to wear to the beach. Oh my God, it looks so nice and colorful. You see why I say Man U is the way forward. See Ronaldo is there. Don't forget.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I hope you guys are just in this down.
I sold two jerseys. I've sold a Ronaldo jersey and I sold another fine jersey. That is just that like that. Oh my
then
God,
after
I like
the jersey, what we have on? We remove the jersey.
Every time they wear the jersey, trust me, they are just helping me to rep my country, Manchester United.
That's the start. That's not the beginning. For the men, I'm not going to lie right now, it's going to be difficult.
Yes, I know exactly. I can't lie. No BS. It's going to be difficult right now.
Why is that? Wait, I have one question. Why is that all your example? Woman always enter inside.
Because, hello, woman.
Yes, and they are very important. They are very. Exactly. Women are important. You have
you
to.
You can do.
You cannot ignore them.
You can't live or live without them, man.
In our lives. Yeah,
are you kidding me? They are a strong, inspirational character. At the end of the day,
I think we are able to talk about several fans out there that have potted. That they are.
Shout out to all my convertees.
Yes, the ones that are used to be converted. Yes.
You guys know that we are still here. We'll stay true. It's my baby all the way.
Don't worry. We're coming.
We're not.
I don't know how soon we're coming, but we're coming.
Even though it's hard times, you know. Yeah. Being a man,
I've said it. I don't know where we're going to come, but we're coming. Don't worry, just be looking for. Hey, who be this hater?
So many things.
Who be this hater? Maybe do you want someone to put on you? It's not Misha, but do you want someone to put on you?
But anyhow. We hope it has been fun hanging out with us. Right?
Yes. Remember, don't be a Maivi kind of fan.
Yes.
No, I'm
yes.
Don't bet against
yes.
your team.
Yes.
I'm betting against my team to
either
show
remove
that.
Your team.
No, Shalaye. No, Shalaye. No, no, explain. No, explain.
Either,
no, explain.
Either remove their team from your ticket.
Bo.
Or just don't, you know.
Don't even bet.
Don't even bet.
It helps you. So even though you're sad that your team lost, you have money to show for it.
It's the same Maivi that said
when your team wins, you don't care about
it. I think at this point, you have to just.
That's it. You guys are not seeing it. Don't worry. When
hello,
you so much
producers.
Money,
I think we need to do a psyche valve for Maivi. We need to be sure. Because that's true. You actually said that injury
can make you better.
Can make you better.
So,
and then now he's
stuck in my head.
I need to take out insurance on me and Maivi's interaction because you realize he could escape as he did.
But that injury alone, I'm saying that means you can bring out positive out of negatives. Bam. Now about clubs, so it's the same thing I'm trying to do. Even though my team has lost, I have money to fall back on.
Mr.
I love my team so much that no matter how much I lose,
if your team won,
you make money.
I don't care about the money. The money can go to hell. My team has won, I'll jubilate and that week I'm settled. But if my team,
you went out of your way to place a bet
against your team.
Yes,
so like, with your hard-earned money in order for your team to.
Because if my team loses, I have money and I'm like, okay.
Why would you even bet against your team in the first place, my
Okay, so you all see, right, on this it. Note, I personally have just signed myself out of you because I'm like, shoot this guy.
Yeah, because
so you know, yes, be a true fan like me and him. Not yes, like that. That's all I have to say.
Losing money, okay, and bye. I have nothing to show
thank
for
yes, exactly. Yes, we don't. That's no good advice.
Lose more money, bro.
Now you sabi. I'm not going to.
Bye bye. It's a wrap, guys. It's a wrap. My Ivy has killed the show.
For more podcast episodes, visit all your podcast listening platforms or story.bullgecko.com. Also, follow us on Instagram @bullgeckopod.